Lecture 3, Hatshepsut, Female Pharaoh.
Welcome back. Remember last time we talked about Sneferu, my man, the one who shows Egypt how to build the pyramids, who takes Egypt to another level by international trade, but who is still approachable, who is still a human being about whom we knew something. Well, Sneferu left an incredible legacy. And what I'd like to do now, before we get to our next pharaoh, is bridge the gap. We're going to move forward more than 1,000 years from Sneferu to our next pharaoh. And I want to do a little bit of filling in so it won't be a black hole in your intellect. I would like to say something about the legacy of Sneferu. And the greatest legacy, I think, is his son, the pharaoh Khufu, who goes on to build the Great Pyramid of Egypt. It's not surprising that the son of Sneferu goes on to build perhaps the greatest pyramid ever. He must have been around when all of these pyramids that Sneferu was building were going up. He was there when Meidum, you know, fails. He was there when the Bent Pyramid has its problems. And finally, when the Red Pyramid is completed. So he goes on and continues this tradition of a building family. His brothers, by the way, are architects of other pyramids. So we certainly have this building family. Now, this period is called the Old Kingdom. It's an artificial name, Old Kingdom. The Egyptians never referred to this period that way. Egyptologists do, because recorded Egyptian history is 3,000 years. We have to break it up into manageable chunks. And the beginning we call the Old Kingdom. We have another period we call the Middle Kingdom, and another period called the New Kingdom. And all the pyramid building, the significant big stone pyramids, take place during the Old Kingdom. It's surprising, you know, most people think of Egypt and you figure, oh, the pyramids, fabulous achievement, must have come at the end of the civilization. No, comes right at the beginning. There's a kind of burst of energy, I think, that look what we can do. We've got a pharaoh who's a god, and we can do anything. And they do. But there's a sad ending to this tale of pyramids. The Old Kingdom collapses. We don't know why. I mean, it would be nice to say, and they continued on and on and on and on and did everything wonderfully. No. For some reason, not recorded, Egyptian civilization collapses at the end of the Old Kingdom. There are several theories. One theory is that pyramid building is what did it. They put so much of their resources into building pyramids that it just couldn't sustain it. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. There's another reverse side to that coin, and it's that because the pharaohs stopped building pyramids, Egypt collapsed because you no longer had jobs for everybody. Now remember also, of course, that the pyramids are not built by slaves. They are built by free labor. They are built by the farmers who, during inundation, when their crops are, you know, they can't grow anything, the Nile has overflowed its banks, you got water all over, they have nothing to do. So that's when you marshal the farmers and say, all right, farmers, we're building the pyramids, you're working on the pyramids for the next 3 months. So it's free labor, and maybe perhaps, that you stop building pyramids and all of a sudden you have unemployed people just milling around, they're unhappy. We're not sure what happens to Egypt. But the one thing we're certain of, it collapses at the end of the Old Kingdom. We don't even have records from the period after the Old Kingdom. There are no records. I think what happens is, during this dark period, we have petty princes who are all trying to vie for being pharaoh, and eventually, they get their act together. Eventually, Egypt is unified again, and that's the Middle Kingdom. And we get a few centuries of real prosperity. A pharaoh named Mentuhotep unifies Egypt, kind of like Narmer, coming from the south again, and he is the king. His descendants, other Mentuhoteps, rule. And they build pyramids, harking back to the good old days. They build pyramids, though, that aren't so grand. They're not made of stone. They're made of mud brick. They can't afford the big pyramids. And then they face them with stone, so it kind of looks like a stone pyramid, but it's not really. And then the Middle Kingdom collapses. This time we know why.